We have a glass artist. Her name is Mary Isla Dunteman, and she's in booth number 49. And good morning.
Thank you.
Oh, and you're wearing your work as well.
A little bit, yes.
Is this your first time here?
This is my fourth year here at Grand Marais.
Okay, yeah. Well, sorry, I missed you in the past. Well, so tell me about this work. This is, when we're talking about glass, we're not talking about things you can see through here.
Most of my work is opaque. The technique is called lamp working.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old term. Sometimes you'll hear the term flame work or torch work. So I work in a torch with rods of Italian glass,
mm-hmm.
and I slowly melt the glass rod from scratch, mm-hmm. and then I do the surface decoration on them.
Well, they're down. So this is like a solid glass?
These are hollow beads. They're nice and light.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. So I like to make them hollow since I make a larger bead. They don't have the weight of a solid bead.
Sure.
And so if you're making a big statement necklace, mm-hmm. you won't have the weight, but also I have a larger canvas to work on.
Now, when you say Italian glass, how does Italian glass differ from anybody else?
Well, there's glass is made in all sorts of areas in the world, but I would say the glass from Murano, Italy, is they're best known for their glass, and they've got luxurious colors to choose from. And what I like about the Italian glass is that you get some very nice chemical reactions when you put certain glass together.
Really?
Yeah. And which comes out, as you can see, a lot of my work.
So let me ask you, I suppose it's kind of a technical question, but glass is usually translucent, if not transparent.
And shiny. Yeah.
And these are not.
No, these are not. Yeah,
What does a rod of Italian glass look like if I was holding it?
The two basic kinds would be either transparent or opaque.
They would be
shiny. But these, my beads, after I make them, they are kiln annealed to make the glass structure as strong as possible. But when I take them out of the kiln, I tumble them in a rock tumbler.
That's how I get
that beautiful matte finish. But the rock tumbler also makes them nice and smooth. Mm-hmm. And so these beads are wonderful to hold because they are soft and smooth.
Glass is silica.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get opaque glass?
Honestly, they're recipes. They're different recipes for different glass. And most times, the soft glass that I work with, it's also referred to as soda lime glass.
Okay.
And so it's made up of soda, lime, and silica.
Oh.
So those are the main components usually those are the main ingredients. Just like anything, there's a recipe. And then the pigments, just like in paints, mm-hmm. There's different metals. Cobalt glass has cobalt in it, etc.
Now, when you get these designs,
mm-hmm.
these earth-like designs, do you add that to the opaque surface, or is that?
Good question. Before sitting down and making the beads, I might need to make components. So what you're seeing here on these beads mm-hmm. are glass shards that I made before okay. sitting down and making the bead.
And then how do you get those in there?
And then, so with making the glass shard on a small blowpipe, I make a bulb of glass, heat it up really hot, and blow it really thin, and I crack it off the rod. The blowpipe,
yeah.
and I set it aside. Then I sit down and make the bead. So this is my base bead here.
Mm-hmm.
And then with tweezers, I'll pick up the shards of glass, and I'll add it to the surface of my base bead, and then in the flame, I'll melt it in.
And then after that, we'll do tumbling and all that
yep.
stuff.
Yep, yep, exactly.
Well, I know this is... Sorry, folks, if this is really technical, but I was in Italy as a part of an art colony.
Cool.
We did go to Murano? No, not there, but
okay.
we did go to a glass blowing factory. I
Very
watched
cool.
these guys
uh-huh.
manipulate this hot glass with these wooden paddles,
mm-hmm.
all this kind of, and so that's the only way that I've experienced glass.
Yeah.
This is a whole different
thing. Yeah,
this is
a little different.
Me,
I like to think, there's different different techniques. I mean, people do fused glass, people do blown glass. Yeah. This is called lamp working, and it's usually a smaller scale. And I work with a torch. The glass is different. It has a lower melting point, so it's a little bit juicier. Blown glass is a little stiffer, just a titch stiffer, not much stiffer. But then, you know, think about a lab glass, you know, that's a much stiffer glass. Think Pyrex, think Corning.
Yeah, right,
okay,
yeah.
So I like to think, just the different melting points of glass. It's kind of like thinking of painting acrylic or oil or watercolor. They have different properties. But, you know, you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, and well, mm-hmm. with significantly different outcomes, too.
Sure, so sure, yeah.
Fascinating. I've never seen anything like it. So where do you hang out most of the time?
I'm based in Minneapolis, uh-huh. in the Powderhorn neighborhood.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. sure. I know where that is.
Yeah.
I grew up in Minneapolis.
All right.
Don't, too many years to me. You don't have to ask. Okay, so do you have a studio there? Or is it in your home, or is it?
I have a studio at my home.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
That's nice.
Well, thank you. We've been speaking with Mary Isla Dunteman. She is a glass maker of a kind that I doubt many of our listeners have seen. And I recommend you stop by Booth 49 and take a look, because this is really interesting. It looks like stone.
Yeah, that's, you know,
but it
that's,
sure doesn't feel like
no,
it.
No, it doesn't feel like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the opportunity for speaking with you.
Well, hope to see you again.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.